blind, and people are, you know, standing here.
Jazakallahu khairan. Shukran. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers, sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. There are very complicated questions. It's related to the topic which we started, the inheritance. This question we need to answer, inshallah, and this is going to be a review for all of us again. A man, he passed away, and he left wife and two daughters and brother and sisters from his mother. So the question again, nobody else. The man, he passed away and he left a wife, two daughters, brother, three brothers from his mother, and two sisters from his mother, not from his father. And he has a debt, dying to build a building, and he owe money with the other brothers from his mother. So he owed them money. They pay for him in this building. And what about actually his portion? He made it inheritance for one of his daughter. He wrote his share in the building with his brothers from his and sister from his mother. He wrote his a wasiyya, a bequest, a written will to one of his daughter. And also, there is his nephew need to perform Hajj for him. Where we are from this question, inshallah ta'ala. Let we clear before we give the percentage, we clear something here. The man, he owe money for his brother and sister in the building. They pay for him and he need to pay off for his brother and sister. He passed away. So now, first of all, before we distribute the money for the members of the family, those who deserve inheritance, we have to take off what, if you remember? The debt. Barakallahu feek. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم, Allah says in the Quran, in Surah An-Nisa, من بعد وصية يوصي بها أو دين. After you put or you take in your consideration, first, before you touch the money, you have to take the money to pay wasiyya. It's mean debts or any contribution. And we say if he left any contribution, not to pass what? How much? 1/3. We agree about this, inshallah ta'ala. So you can first abortion to take it from his money after he passed away, before you give it to the members of the family. You have to pay his debt, a dain, call it dain by Arabic language. That's number one. Number two, we have also, they need, he wrote in his will, if something happened to him, he need to perform Hajj. Also, as we clear it before, if anyone passed away, and he has money to distribute it to his family members, we must check first if he could perform Hajj or not. Because if Hajj is Farida, he has no option for that. Many one of us are busy today. He has the money, but he never go to Hajj. This is violation in Islam. It's like somebody in the time of Zuhr, he comes and he says, I don't feel to pray the Zuhr today. Same thing. You have the money, the Hajj will be obligations. You have no choice in Islam because Allah said, Hajjul Bayt liman istata'a ilayhi sabila. Hajj will be obligation for those who are able what? Financially. So we have. So the man, he did not perform Hajj. His nephew voluntarily to perform Hajj, instead him. But we have to make two different things and we put it in our consideration. Is this is Hajj for Farida or for Nafila? Farida or Nafila? If it's Farida, it became obligation for anyone of his family member voluntarily to take the money from his assets or property before we distribute, before anybody touches the money, we take in what's equal to the expenses of Al-Hajj and to go. And the man who voluntarily, or the woman whom she voluntarily performed the Hajj for this relative who passed away, he must also perform the Hajj before. You have to understand this fact. When you choose one of the family to perform Hajj instead him because he never did it for Farida, so this person has to be what? He has to do what? He performed Hajj for himself before. And it's clear for all the ulama of the scholar of the Muslim, alhamdulillah. The situation will be different if it will be Hajj al-Tatawwa, the Hajj of Nafila. He did it before. But some people, they said, he has intention to perform, to go to Mecca to perform Hajj for Nafila. Anything after the Farida, it will be Nafila. Like you praying actually Nafila in the Salah. So the ulama divided it to two sections. Some of the ulama said, no, he did Hajj before, and this money should be saved to give it to the family member because this is extra Hajj. He did it before. And the other group of ulama also, they said, no, even if he has intention to perform Al-Hajj and he cleared it before he died, if Allah give me health, he was sick, for example, I will go to Mecca to perform Hajj. So we know his intention. He need to go perform the Hajj. والراجح, the authentic between the ulama, even if he need to perform Hajj for Nafila, extra Hajj, we could send somebody to perform Hajj instead this person who passed away. But the condition is the expenses of Al-Hajj never to exceed one third or the whole property and asset. Clear, my brother, about this? Clear about this? This is very, very important. And now, the thawab, inshallah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give it to him. The thawab, right? And number two, come to the person before he died, his portion in the building, he wrote it, he transferred it to his daughter, one of his daughter. And we said, how many daughter he has? Two. And he has what wife? And he has a brother and sister from his mother's side. Can he do that? Again, we repeat that for 100 times. There is nobody has any assets and property and distribute, or he has a permission in Islam to distribute his wealth or distribute the inheritance between the people while he is still alive. The inheritance after death, because Allah, he described the percentage for the family members. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا وصية لوارث لا وصية لوارث لا وصية لوارث. What does that mean? There is no any wasiyya. Wasiyya, it's mean a written will for any member who originally or legally in Islam deserve inheritance. You cannot come here, Ahmad and Muhammad and Zainab. Come here. Ahmad and Muhammad will take twice more than Zainab. So we have two for Ahmad. Two portion for Ahmad and two portion for Muhammad and one portion, so they have 5 shares. He has $100,000. Everyone for Ahmad 40, for Muhammad 40, for Zainab 20, that's $80,000 to distribute his property and the assets while he's still alive. نرى الله. The prophet is saying لا لا. What does that mean لا يا عبد الرشيد؟ No. وصية. Any written will or any bequest for any member of the family who are legally or lawful to deserve inheritance from his father or his mother. You cannot do that unless we have something in Islam. I know one of my son, he need to marry. He's poor. He doesn't have enough money. So the father, he could come voluntarily to give his son, what you need my son? Wallahi, father, I cannot buy furniture. I cannot pay. I need your help. So he could give like $10,000, $5,000 for his son, for his daughter, voluntarily as a gift. He has right to do that. He has right to do that while he's still alive. But to distribute his money totally between the family members is haram in Islam. You cannot do that. You cannot do that at all. Why? Think about it. Maybe he has like two sons and one daughter, and he made already his written will to distribute his money between his family members. Just before he died, I have a case like this when I went to a story yesterday. Just before he died, Allah provided him for another child. Another son. 2 months before the man, he passed away, Allah provided him. I have this case life in a story yesterday. So he has another child, and he never changed his written will. He did not. So that means excluded, Allah will charge him for that. Maybe he bought his mother, she deserved 1/6, his father 1/6, and he wrote that from a couple of years ago. Now his mother, she passed away, and he has only father, or both of them passed away. So the formula should be changed. So leave it completely, because Allah, he described that in detail in Surah An-Nisa. You are not allowed to distribute your wealth at all between your family member while you're still alive, but you could help anyone and try to be just between your children. You cannot take like $20,000 from your money and you give it to Fatima, your daughter, and then after that you give it, you exclude Zainab. He has a Zainab. So one she took $20,000, the other one she did not, claiming that Fatima, she need money help, and Zainab, she doesn't need help. So you have to be just between your children. Other way, it will create hatreds and jealousies between the brother and sister, and you will be blamed from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You got it? Come to the percentage. Again, the family member are wife and two daughter, and the brothers, three brothers and two sisters from his mother's side. According to this percentage, how we distribute. Now we take him first, we pay his debt, and then after that we deduct the money to send somebody to voluntarily to make hajj for him, because he never did it. And now we have the rest. This money, how we distribute it between the family members. First of all, my question to you, how much his wife you should take? From our class, I told you don't leave the inheritance. We will forget. But that wife, inshallah, will review. Now, how much is a wife? We have, if we remind ourselves, two different things. If the wife, she has children. If the wife, she has no children from him. If the wife, in this case, she has children or not. She has what? Two daughters. How much you give it to the wife? Automatically, easy, right away, you give her 1/8. فَإِن كُنَّ لَهُنَّ وَلَدْ فَلَهُنَّ ثُمُن فَلَهُنَّ ثُمُن. So that means if they have a child, she will have 1/8. And if she doesn't have children, the Islam will give her how much? 1/4. You got it, inshallah. Mother with the children, 1/8. Mother without children, she take 1/4. Clear? Very easy, inshallah. And stick with that, because that's your wife. You're going to leave the wife. You have to know how much she's going to get from you. You understand? Because maybe she's going to take the 1/8, and after she married and she bared you, actually 1 month or 2 months, she will go and marry somebody else. You have to know how much is she going to take from your money. You have to understand this. Now, daughter, two daughter in Islam, how much he will give the two daughter from his assets and his property? Barakallahu feek. That's the right answer. 2/3. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, يُصِيكُمُ اللَّهِ Surah An-Nisa, يُصِيكُمُ اللَّهِ فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ لِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْسَيَيْنِ. Allah command you to inherit. يُصِيكُمْ Allah in فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ with your children. Allah command you to give your children. The male will take twice than the female. وَإِنْ كُنَّ نِسَاءً فَوْقَ اثْنَتَيْنِ فَإِنْ كُنَّ نِسَاءً فَوْقَ اثْنَتَيْنِ فَلَهُنَّ ثُلُثَى مَا تَرَكَ. If they has more than two women, it means more than two daughters, all of them they have to distribute 2/3. So Allah, he said that in the Quran. Ibn Abbas, when they consult him to ask him, and he's the Habr al Ummah, he said they will give them like the one. Because if the father left only one daughter, the daughter she will have half of his property and assets. Half. But if they were more than two, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give them 2/3. Thulutha ma tarak. Thulutha ma tarak. And we have the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam before, and we know how he distributes the two for the two daughters before. So they have 2/3, and the mother she has 1/8. Do we still we have something here in this money? Huh? We still we have some, right? Right. You give it to who? Remember, he has brothers and sisters, three brothers from his mother and two sisters from his mother's side. Can we give them? And who deserve it? The male or female?
Male.
You said male?
Yes.
Aye, male. Anybody else? Male. Still you have percentage here. Akhi, if you remember again, that child all the time will prevent that a second degree of relation to take any. So the rest of the money will come back again to the two daughters. فَالْوَلَدُ يَحْجُبُ الْعَمِّ وَالْخَالِ. The child will stop to distribute the rest or the balance for the uncle related to the mother or the uncle related to the father. That's what we said before. Your children will block them. Because they are uncle from the father and mother, right? And aunt from, I'm sorry, uncle from the mother's side, and also aunt from the mother's side. Both of them are excluded from the inheritance. So the rest of the money should go to the daughter again. The situation will be different if you have uncle and you have only daughters, no son. The uncle from the father's side will have a portion for the inheritance. And the evidence is the wife of Sahl ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu arda. She came with the two daughters and she told him, Ya Rasulallah, my husband Sahl has been killed with you in the battle of Uhud, and he left two daughters. An am meaning what, ya Mujahid? Uncle from the father's side. He's a brother of her husband. Now, the Prophet ﷺ, he has no, until in this moment, he doesn't have any sharia to distribute the money. So he sent the message to the uncle, hold the money. Because the woman, she reported to the Prophet ﷺ that the uncle, he took all the money in his hand. And he did not even give it to the daughter anything. So when Allah sent the ayah from Surah An-Nisa, he called him, he told him, where is the money? He said, here is, Ya Rasulullah. Then he took 1/8 and he gave it to the mother. And he took 2/3 and he give it to the daughter, and the rest is 1/6, he give it to the uncle, because the uncle related to the father, the father of the daughter, of the two daughters. But if uncle related to the mother, or aunt related to the mother from the mother's side, zero. If you have any daughters or son, or male and female, or male only, or female only, there stop, nothing for them. Wallahu tabaraka ta'ala a'lam. And this is what we say, inshallah ta'ala. Got it, inshallah ta'ala? Any question for that? Any question for that? So we review today, actually some material today. Inshallah we'll continue to give you actually the sometimes from time to time, because the brother, they complain, this is very difficult, ya Sheikh. This is very complicated, ya Sheikh, that we cannot do with this. But Allah command you to understand your deen. And as I said many, many times, this material is not touchable in different masajid, because every imam, and so they scared to go for this. I'm not claiming the ilm, astaghfirullah, I'm very little in the knowledge, but Allah tabaraka ta'ala help us to actually read some little knowledge and to transfer it for all of you, inshallah. We ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to make this knowledge in our scale, inshallah, in a good deed, inshallah. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to help us to understand our deen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa aqbal minna wa ja'alna sababa liman itada wa arham amwatana wa amwat al-muslimin la tu'azzibna wa anta bina rahim ighfir lil-mu'minina wal-mu'minat al-ahya'u minhum wal-amwat والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم تقبلنا في عبادك الصالحين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. انصر إخواننا في العراق، وانصر إخواننا في فلسطين، وانصر إخواننا في سوريا، وانصر إخواننا في أفغانستان، وانصر إخواننا في أفريقيا، وانصر إخواننا في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في مصر. اللهم يا رب وفقهم لما تحب وترضى. اللهم ولي علينا خيارنا ولا تولي علينا شرارنا. اللهم تب علينا أجمعين يا رب، وارزقنا الجنة بغير سابقة عذاب، واهدي أولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين، واجعلنا متحابين بجلالك، مجتمعين على كلامك. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.